Yerebuni Ruins, it's close to Yerevan, the capital of Armenia. I was invited there by the famous Dr. William Shea in search of Noah's Ark. It was a great experience. You know, putting the puzzle together, you have to study the cuneiform info from different angles, different civilizations, to get one beautiful picture. And this is the research of a lifetime. You'll never get to the end of it. They believe ancient Armenia was the language spoken by the antediluvians. So in Armenia, when they speak Armenian, they believe that this was the language of Adam and Eve, because the ark landed on Ararat, and they kept on speaking it. I like the way they greet one another. Let me share your pain is one of the way they greetings. Tzafut tanem, because of the genocide and their sad history. Linguists have done research on all languages and have proven beyond a shadow of doubt that all languages has got one common origin. And this was a very interesting research I did. By comparing ancient Sumerian script with other clay tablets, we are slowly putting the puzzle together. Because there's one sign for the N right through all the ancient scripts, and another one for this and another one. So you get common elements in all these ancient languages. This I took in the Babylonian Museum section in Iraq. It says, now the whole earth had one language and one speech. Now we begin with a statement made by Moses under inspiration. Can I believe what he says? Let's go back to Babylon and see what kind of response we get from this statement. We'll get more info. And there's a little museum at Babylon. It was closed when I got there recently. But this is an artist impression of the Ziggurat of Babylon. The construction of the Etemenanki Ziggurat, later known as the Tower of Babel. Ziggurat, Etemenanki, means the foundation of heaven and earth. Now, what do you think was on top, on the seventh level? Their god, Enlil or Marduk or Enki or whoever. Now, let's read about Nebuchadnezzar's involvement at this structure. Under King Nebuchadnezzar II, the king who is named more than 90 times in the Old Testament. You know, if a name is mentioned more than 90 times, I think the Lord wants us to look into the character of Nebuchadnezzar and try and understand what's happening in the book of Revelation. There's another king of Babylon. The restoration and enlargement of the Etemenanki Ziggurat in Babylon was completed after 43 years of labor. His father started this Ziggurat. 43 years. It must have been one of the world's most impressive structures. And just the thought here, the original Tower of Babel was also built in Babylon. Maki Muhammad, and every second one is called Muhammad in the Arab world. You can say hello Muhammad and maybe you 90% you're right. He will guide us to the place where this huge structure used to be. Maki says the Euphrates River used to run down to where you see the bus down there. It came down this way. Who changed the course of the river? And when did this happen? Well, when we get to a later lecture, we will see what Cyrus did to the flow of the river. In 539, Cyrus changed the course of the river so that he could enter the city via a dry river bed, because he couldn't damage, break down those 25-meter walls. And this picture I took in the little museum here. Adjacent to the Ziggurat Tower of Babel stood the world's famous Esagila in all its splendor, with all the treasures of the world. Today, all you see is the space, the empty space where it stood. A message of the transient nature of this world's glory. You know, now you're something, and when you die, you're nothing. Now, this is our destination. It was here that your specific language and my specific language were born in one single day. Can you believe it? When you visit Pater Noster on the Mount of Olives, you can visit the Lord's Prayer in many different languages. Yet you walk and walk and walk and you see all these languages. So there are many, many languages in this world. Walking in the palace built by Saddam Hussein with 60 million bricks, I thought of his ambitions to become Nebuchadnezzar III. Why didn't it happen? Why did many of our dreams never came true? This is a place called Eridu. Tremendous discoveries were made here. Oh, the Sumerian king list was discovered at Eridu. Let me show it to you. Some of the stuff they discovered here. For instance, the Enuma Elish. The Enuma Elish is the creation story. And the Gilgamesh epic, the story of the flood, discovered here. You know, this is such important stuff to read. Now, tablet number 11 of the Gilgamesh epic. Here you see it with your own eyes. And this is the Sumerian version of the universal flood, where Noah is called Utnapishtim. And here you have the creation tablets, also called the Enuma Elish. Now, these accounts have similarities to the biblical account. So you can choose between evolution, Enuma Elish, the Gilgamesh epic, and the version from the Bible. And you will see why I choose the Bible. Now, you only see the ruins of the Ziggurat of Eridu here. The discoveries of the creation of the world and the flood that were excavated here give us an idea of how the Sumerians saw the pre-flood world. I prefer the biblical account of these great events. I did a lot of research. It tells me of a God of grace. You know, I want to serve one that's got grace and patience with me. But at times, he's also a God who acts assertive. And this I like as well. Because a parent who never disciplines his child will reap the consequences. And by the way, if you punish your child, it shows that you care about their future. This is one of the most important sites in Babylon. Etna Menanki, Tower of Babel. Let's read the narrative of its origin from the book of Genesis, written by Moses. The sons of Ham were Cush. He was black. In the gene pool of Adam and Eve, you had all the colors of the nations that you see today. Cush begot Nimrod. And the beginning of the kingdom was Babel, Erech, modern Uruk, Akkad, Kalne, that's the modern Nippur, in the land of Shinar. Now Nimrod's first kingdom was Babylon. Now why did they call this city Babylon? It's so interesting to study the etymology of words. They thought that their city was the earthly reflection of the heavenly dwelling place of their God. Let me repeat this. The Babylonians thought that their city was the earthly reflection of the heavenly dwelling place of their God. So the Babylonians gave it the name Bab-ilu. Bab means gate, Ilu, God. Salvation works through a system. Bab-ilu. I've been here at this place in Armenia twice. And according to my research, this is the place where the Ark eventually had better, quieter waves. It was surrounded by mountains. And you can check this in the book called Patriarchs and Prophets. I remember the second time I went there, the driver, you know, they don't speak English. All he said was Adam, Eva. Adam, Eva. So when we eventually got to the top in the Lara, Russian Jeep, I took him by the arm and I said, Adam, Eva, I want to see it. So he took me to this picture. Now, Iruni, he's a great scholar. I bought one of his books. Says this is the first rock inscription depiction of the fall of man in the paradise. Here you have a snake, you have a tree, you have a woman taking the tree, and Adam standing over there, very upset. There's another picture. The story behind this discovery. It is so interesting to study it. And there's a lecture you can check on the series Digging Up the Past, two lectures on Noah's Ark. The whole earth had one language and one speech. Bible statement. I was wondering, did Daniel tell Nebuchadnezzar about this info? Or maybe the king read it for himself in Sumerian cuneiform. Did you know that you can read this on the clay tablets, what the Bible says? And this is what I love about researching archaeology in the light of the Bible. And it came to pass as they journeyed from the east that they found a plain in the land of Shinar, and they dwelt there. The mountainous region of Ararat was not well adapted to agricultural pursuits, as you see in this picture. Now, how did the good and bad people tolerate each other? Maybe you've had this experience. You had parties with your friends and then you became a teetotaler and you separated. And this is what happened here. Furthermore, those who forsook God resented the silent witness of the holy lives of those who were loyal to him. Accordingly, there occurred a separation of the evil from among the good, with those who defiled God leaving the mountains. You don't want to live in the eyes of good people. You feel so guilty. So you move off and you do what you want to do. So this is what happened here. Now, where is this land of Sinear? The Bible mentions it. Can archaeology help us? In antiquity, the southern Mesopotamian lowland, often called Shinar in the Bible, was a well-watered, fertile region. Here you can see the Euphrates River flowing next to ancient Babylon. I took this picture from the palace of Saddam, looking down. The oldest known civilization, that of the Sumerians, thrived here. The spade of the archaeologist reveals this land to have been densely populated in earliest historical times. This fact agrees with Genesis as to the locality in which a permanent settlement was first attempted. Archaeology supports the Bible, confirms it. What do you think these rebels would do to make a name for themselves? Have you discovered people that wants to make a name for themselves? You know, we all have fallen natures. Jesus says, if you want to follow me, deny yourself. Take up your cross and follow me. But these were people that rejected God. Then they said to one another, come, let us make bricks and bake them thoroughly. They had oil there and tar. They had brick of stone and they had asphalt for mortar. So the materials were there. I took a picture of some of the original bricks from the time of Nebuchadnezzar. These bricks were very strong. Now, asphalt binds the bricks together so well that it is difficult to save any of them when a building is demolished. Yeah, they just stuck together. And the guide is pointing his finger here, and he says it is almost impossible to detach bricks from ancient ruins in whose construction asphalt was used. Now, what were they going to do with the bricks? They said, let's bake bricks. This is interesting. And they said, come, let us build ourselves a city. The first one. And a tower. City. And a tower whose top is in the heavens. Let us make a name for ourselves. So typical. We want to make a name for ourselves. If you want to follow me, says Christ, deny yourself. Now making a name for yourself. It's dangerous. Lest we be scattered abroad over the face of the whole earth. Now this is what God wanted them to do. They ignored it. First mention of a tower in the Bible, or Ziggurat, is mentioned in archaeology. So here you have the first Ziggurat, tower. You also have it in archaeology. Now, how did God respond to this rebellion? You're looking at Akarkuf, erected by Kurighalsu the first. Now, and who were they going to worship on top of this tower? Because these ancients worshipped. Because God has put in us a need to worship. And unfortunately, we try to worship ourselves at times, or heroes. And there's only one that's worth worshiping, and that's God. Now, during the 2 days visit in Babylon, recently when I was there, it rained. Strange. You don't get much rain in Iraq. And I was just thinking, when the rain came pouring down, what emotions did these early people experience way back when they saw the rain coming down? Listen to this statement. The erection of the Tower of Babel was to secure their own safety in case of another deluge. Building it higher than the flood level, used to be there of the flood, they thought they would be safe. I said, man, just let us go a little higher than the previous flood level and we'll be safe. There's only one safety. That's in a relationship with the Creator. And as they would be able to ascend to the region of the clouds, they hoped to ascertain the cause of the flood. How stupid. Brilliant, isn't it? Sometimes we want to explain God's secrets. He says the revealed things are for us. The secrets belong to Him. What should have been their reaction when they saw the rainbow after the rain? Wow, this is the promise. They wanted to turn the minds of the people away from God. This is what the devil wants to do with us. Look at all the stuff that tries to catch your attention, the TV, the radio, video games, you know, as long as the devil keeps us busy. And we don't have time to meditate upon God. And as they would be able to ascend to the region of the clouds, they hoped to ascertain the cause of the flood. How silly. The whole undertaking was designed to exalt still further the pride of its projectors. Pride caused the fall of Satan, fall of Eve, could cause the fall of us. The whole undertaking was designed to exalt still further the pride of its projectors and to turn the minds of future generations away from God and lead them into idolatry. If the devil can give us some idols to worship, he's happy, because then we're lost. Genesis 9:13. I set my rainbow in the cloud, and it shall be for the sign of the covenant between me and the earth. They should have said, thank you, God, for the rainbow, the guarantee that this would never happen again, the flood. It shall be when I bring a cloud over the earth that the rainbow shall be seen in the cloud. When next time you see a rainbow, thank God. His promise is still being kept. And I will remember my covenant, which is between me and you, and every living creature of all flesh. The waters shall never again become a flood to destroy all flesh. How did he react to this outright rejection of his authority and his love? God never communicates with us without love. His authority always comes with love. How did they react? But the Lord came down to see the city and the tower which the sons of men had built. Only those who had forsaken God took part in these activities. And the Lord said, indeed the people are one, and they all have one language. One language. And this is what they begin to do. Now nothing that they propose to do will be withheld from them. Is it possible to confirm this event in archaeology? This is what one of the clay tablets says. Enki caused the language distorted. He caused the distortion, the god Enki. And the previous clay tablet says, everybody spoke one language, just as the Bible said. And then comes Enki and he says, there came a distortion. Sumerian clay tablets. Of course, it was not the god Enki that caused the language distortion. It was God himself. Now, why did God allow it? You know, excuse me, but I love clay tablets and their messages. The clay tablets and the Bible agree. God had a good reason for destroying the first tower of rebellion. Do we have archaeological evidence of the continuation of this practice? Yes. Wadi Briza inscriptions, and this is in the north of Lebanon, confirm that Nebuchadnezzar and his father restored the Etamananki, the Babylonian Ziggurat. So you read it way up in Lebanon, and you have it in Babylon in Iraq. I checked every statement from Nebuchadnezzar on the Wadi Briza, 1,400 lines, when I went to the southern part of Iraq, to these ancient cities. And there you see tiles where Nebuchadnezzar confirmed what he wrote at Wadi Briza. 1,400 lines, and there you're looking at a more interesting picture of Wadi Briza. 1,400 lines, cuneiform writings, confirm the existence of Nebuchadnezzar and these building projects. He built the Etemenanki in Babylon. The Ziggurat of Ur, with its steps leading up to the god Nana, Sumerian name for the moon god. In Babylon, she was called Sin, the moon god. It was just one of many that they worshipped. Will we find references to the building of a tower in Babylon? Welcome to Uruk, the biblical Erech, the ancient city. Now, one of the Sumerian heroes lived here. His name was En-Merkar, and he wrote of an Edenic situation that existed long ago on earth, exactly as we have it in the book of Genesis. So here En-Merkar, the hero, says the same thing. He writes, there was peace and security. Man, we long for peace and security in these days. And then he ends by telling how people became wicked. Can you hear echoes of the paradise and the fall of man in these few words? The clay tablet says, once upon a time, there was no snake. Not everybody loves snakes. There was no scorpion. We don't like scorpions. There was no hyena. I often see them as I do my morning walks. There was no lion. There was no wild dog. No wolf. There was no fear. Can you imagine a place without fear? No terror. Man had no rival. The Sumerians are taking us back to a time when sinless peace and harmony reigned upon the earth. The Garden of Eden. It echoes the same message. Now listen again to the statement on the only universal language at the beginning of history. I took this in the Iraqi Museum. The whole universe, the people in unison, to Enlil in one tongue gave praise. What a confirmation of the Bible who said the same thing. There was a time when everybody spoke the same language. Some scholars say Armenian. Soon, very soon, we are going to speak the language of heaven. This is the language of love and acceptance. My dear friend, I don't know what language you speak at this stage. My mother tongue is Afrikaans, and I battle to speak to you in a foreign language. So excuse all my spelling mistakes and pronunciations. But I'm looking forward to speak the language of heaven. And I want to speak it one day with you. I travel a lot, and I don't know what people are saying, so many foreign languages. Not far from Babylon, you can visit the Ziggurat of Borsippa. It's quite an experience to climb to the top. You still have some of the ruins of the Eridu temple here. Now, I can tell you something about the age of the structure, but I cannot tell you the age of the man who dumped some rubbish on this Ziggurat, such a valuable site. Please don't throw stuff around, especially when you come to important historical sites like this Ziggurat of Borsippa. The Ziggurat of Borsippa is also called Birs Nimrut, a reference to Nimrut of Genesis 10 verse 10. Earlier archaeologists believed that this was the original Tower of Babel. And they were so excited, they published it. I read it. But they even found traces of a fire at the upper tiles. You can see it. You can see it on this one. Could this be the lightning with which God arrested the building operations? What did they find at the bottom of the Zicharut? Clay tablets were discovered that mention the fact that Nebuchadnezzar was only the restorer and not the builder of this Zicharut. We're not sure if this site of the Etamananki in Babylon is also the site where the original Tower of Babel was built. And this is where the language of people were distorted. From here, people left in all different directions. There were groups speaking this language, groups speaking that, and they left. So what happened to the baked bricks that were used in this construction? If I ever have time and health to go back to Iraq, I want to visit the town of Hila, not far from Babylon, next to the Euphrates River. People built this place about 1,000 years ago, but they scavenged, they stole the building material from the Etamananki, and they used this building materials in their houses. They still do it today. There are such a lot of stuff in Babylon. By the way, Babylon was huge, the largest city of the ancient world. Many buildings were erected here. So if ever you go there, please take me a few pictures of the building bricks of the Etamananki, the Zicharut, and send it to me. You and I can remove the stones and bricks of ancient towers, like the Tower of Babel. But you know, we cannot remove the truth of the Bible telling us of a God that loves sinners like you and me. May I invite you to read the most reliable, inspired book, the book of Genesis, with a contrite heart, open mind. And as you read, my prayer is that you will discover the author who loves you. A faith relationship with him is the highest form of peace and spiritual satisfaction that one can experience. Father in heaven, thank you for archaeology confirming biblical facts. And thank you that we will soon have one language to tell one another of the goodness of God. In Jesus' name, amen.